Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Wednesday, May 22nd. Coming up in today's episode, the Election Commission of India's warning to BJP and Congress. Rahul Gandhi's dustbin remark on Agniveer scheme. Prime Minister Modi on unrealistic dreams of Shahzade. Aam Aadmi Party's Atishi alleges a water conspiracy by BJP. Shocking details from the Pune Porsche crash which killed two. And Israel's warning as Spain and others announce Palestinian recognition. First up, with two more phases to go before India decides on a new government, politicians are mounting attack on one another in the last weeks of uncertainty. The Election Commission of India has taken cognizance of this and came down heavily on star campaigners of BJP and Congress for campaigning along caste, religion and community. In a letter to party chiefs BJP's JP Nadda and Congress's Mallikarjun Kharge, the Election Commission notes, quote, "Big two parties are not allowed to weaken the heritage of quality electoral experience of Indian voters," unquote. It also puts extra responsibility on the party in power during poll time. It has asked BJP and its star campaigners, which includes Prime Minister Modi, to refrain from religious and communal overtones in campaigning and stop campaign speeches that are dividing society. It has asked Congress to ensure that star campaigners do not make such statements which give false impressions, such as the Constitution of India may be abolished, or statements on Agniveer that may outrage communities. Mr. Nadda and Mr. Kharge have been asked to issue formal notes to star campaigners to correct their discourse, exercise care and maintain decorum. Now moving on to election rallies. Addressing a rally in Haryana's Mahendragarh, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi promised to throw the Agniveer scheme in the dustbin once India bloc forms the government. Raising sharp attack against PM Modi, he said, and I quote, "This is not an army scheme. The army folks do not want it. This is PMO's scheme. It takes away the rights of Jawan by making them contractual labours," unquote. Then he added, quote, "If we talk about Jawan, we also have to talk about Kisan, who got three black laws by PM Modi. But if India bloc comes to power, we will forgive all agricultural loans," unquote. And hitting out at the opposition in Uttar Pradesh's Basti, PM Narendra Modi said, and I quote, "Both the Shahzadas of Congress and Samajwadi Party are spreading rumours that they will win 79 seats in Uttar Pradesh. Earlier I used to hear that people daydream, but now I understand what it really means to daydream. On June 4th, the people of UP will wake them up and they will blame the EVMs," unquote. Meanwhile, Delhi Minister and Aam Aadmi Party leader Atishi has alleged that ahead of the voting on May 25th in Delhi for Lok Sabha election, the Bharatiya Janata Party has devised a new conspiracy to target Aam Aadmi Party and disrupt the people of Delhi. Atishi said that under this conspiracy, the Haryana BJP government had halted water flow to Delhi with the aim of unsettling the people of Delhi and creating a water crisis. Atishi claimed that the supply of Yamuna water to Delhi was being halted, as apparently revealed by an investigation into the matter, pointing to the Haryana government's involvement in stopping the flow of Yamuna to Delhi. Meanwhile, in Bihar, the Bharatiya Janata Party has suspended Bhojpuri actor and singer Pawan Singh from the party for contesting for the Lok Sabha elections as an independent candidate against an NDA nominee, which the party in a letter claimed was anti-party action and tarnished the party's image. Mr. Singh, who had earlier turned down a BJP ticket for Asansol in West Bengal following social media outrage against his nomination, filed as an independent from Bihar's Karakat. However, the BJP-led NDA has fielded former Union Minister Upendra Kushwaha, who heads the Rashtriya Lok Morcha, for the same seat. And next, new details emerging from the Pune Porsche accident, which killed two people, reveal surprising patterns of negligence across the family of the accused and authorities. The incident has triggered massive anger, with many blaming lax laws for deaths due to rash driving and minors on the wheels. First, the teen who was driving at about 200 kilometers an hour, allegedly under the influence of alcohol, was let go on bail within 15 hours of arrest and tasked to write a 300-word essay on road accidents. The decision of the juvenile court sparked major outrage, both online and in the media. Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis condemned the lenient punishment. He said, and I quote, We have appealed to the district court against the Juvenile Justice Board order. This is a huge public outrage, unquote. Second, the Porsche car involved in the car crash, which killed two techies, had been out on Pune roads without a number plate for months. The registration of the luxury sports Porsche Taycan, worth Rs 2.5 crore, was pending as the owner had not paid a fee of Rs 1,758, officials said. Third, Vanchit Bahujan Akhadi's Prakash Ambedkar has alleged on X, quote, officers at Yerawada police station spent more time questioning the relationship between Anish and Ashwini, the two IT professionals who were fatally knocked down by the drunk minor, while the accused was allegedly served burger and pizza. This is how the system benefits the privileged and the rich, unquote. Next, the bar that served alcohol to the teens has also come under the scanner. A local court hearing the case on Tuesday sent three people to judicial custody till May 24th, an owner and two managers of different restaurants. The additional sessions judge also observed, quote, if the person is highly drunk, make arrangements for his stay there. What should people walking on the road do? Those who have come to the pub would not go home walking, they will be driving their vehicles. A change has to be made somewhere, unquote. And lastly, the father of the teen, Vishal Agarwal, who gave his son the speed machine while he was legally not allowed to drive or drink. The car was registered in Vishal Agarwal's name and he has been arrested as his son was driving without a license. The teen, meanwhile, would be tried and punished under Section 185 of the Motor Vehicles Act, which deals with drink driving offences. Police are also looking to make a case of culpable homicide. Breaking from breaking news, Shaadi.com has a dowry calculator which will tell a groom his worth based on job, education, family background and so on. This concept rightly offended many people on the internet who rushed to judgment, but this is actually an awareness program. If a person so chooses to find out his dowry's worth, he will be taking to this message. 91,202 dowry deaths were reported in India between 2001 and 2012. Do you still want to know? It further adds, is her life worth the price? Let's make India a dowry-free society, be the change, make a difference. Now, back to news. Israel has ordered an immediate recall of its envoys from Ireland and Norway to immediately return to Israel, as Norway has said it would recognize a Palestinian state and Ireland was expected to do the same. United States, Israel, United Kingdom and a few others do not recognize the state of Palestine, but a larger number of countries have recognized it as a state. The leaders of Norway, Ireland and Spain have said their countries will formally recognize Palestine as a state next week for the sake of, quote, peace in the Middle East, unquote. Norway's Prime Minister Jonas Gahr Støre said that a two-state solution was in Israel's best interest, adding that the recognition would come as of May 28. But Israel's Foreign Minister posted on X, quote, today I am sending a sharp message to Ireland and Norway, Israel will not go over this in silence, unquote. Al Jazeera wrote today, quote, it's perhaps unsurprising that Norway has taken the lead on this because they were also behind the Oslo Accords, the agreement in 1993 that really recognized the Palestine Liberation Organization or the PLO as the legitimate representatives of the Palestinian people, unquote. The development comes on the heels of International Court of Justice announcing arrest warrants against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the Minister of Defense, as they, quote, are responsible for other crimes and crimes against humanity committed on the territory of the state of Palestine, unquote. Though the ICC also sought warrant for a few Hamas leaders for their actions during October 7th attack, Israel's close ally US has strongly objected to the decision against Israel, with US President Joe Biden claiming Israel and Hamas cannot be compared. But countries like Spain, Norway, South Africa and many others disagree. While international chatter goes on, the World Health Organization has claimed northern Gaza's last two functioning hospitals, Al-Auda and Kamal Adwan, have been besieged by Israeli forces with more than 200 patients trapped inside. The death toll in Gaza stands at over 34,000 according to Palestinian Health Ministry. And lastly, the European Union or EU officially approved the world's first landmark AI legislation on Tuesday. The Council of the European Union unanimously adopted the Artificial Intelligence Act, which will enter into force 20 days after the publication in EU's official journal. Petra de Sutter, Belgian Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Telecommunications, said in a press release, and I quote, "Today was in fact, without exaggerating, a historic day. We adopted the AI Act, the first law of its kind in the world that ensures human-centric, innovative and safe artificial intelligence for our citizens and businesses," unquote. The Act will take a risk-based approach in its regulation, meaning the higher the risk, stricter the rules. In order to implement this, the Act will categorize different systems and types of AI in line with the risk they pose. The Council also set up governing bodies to ensure enforcement of the Act, an AI office, a scientific panel of independent experts, an AI board, and an advisory forum for stakeholders. It will also address and regulate the use of general-purpose AI models. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.